I just am coming on here to remind you that 90 Day Sprint is officially open for enrollment. 90 Day Sprint is our signature program where we dive into your finances, your team, your marketing, and you as the CEO so that your business can grow on a really healthy foundation. We are only opening this up one time this year, and so this is your chance to jump in before we kick off in March. This is the program that has moved the needle for so many practitioners. We've helped hundreds and hundreds of practitioners free up their time so that their time is not only spent working inside the clinic, but also on the clinic. We help them set up systems for true scale. We help them build up their team. And if you know that you want 2026 to be different inside of your practice, then this is for you. Check the link in our bio to sign up. Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back, you beautiful people. Today, I want to chat about hard work and probably not in the way that you're anticipating I'm going to, but I want to propose this idea to you. If hard work was the answer, you'd already have everything you wanted. So if working harder was the only thing you needed in order to get to where you want to be, you'd already have the answer to all of your problems. And I had this realization, truthfully, 2 years ago, I would say, when it felt like I was putting out all of this effort and not getting the results I wanted. That's honestly when I started to dive deep into myself and be like, okay, what is actually true? Am I self-sabotaging? Am I clear on what it is that I want? That really started my self-discovery journey. The first time was when I had my son Jethro. The second time was when I was like, okay, I am working my ass off and I don't actually get the results that I thought I would by this much output and this much effort. And so before we dive into that, I want to just say, yes, you absolutely have to work your ass off. There is nobody on the face of the planet that has accomplished anything incredible without working extremely hard. I look back at how hard we worked to get those first clinics off the ground, and it was truly night and day. Truly night and day, all day, Saturday, Sunday. And that is what aided in our quick success. I sometimes get asked by clients, like, what should I do? And it's like, you should just work harder. You should work longer. You should work more intentionally. However, for most people that feel like they're working a lot or clocking in hours, working hard is not the only answer, right? Because if that was true, you'd have everything you wanted to do more. It's about working intentionally. It's about working on the right things that move the needle. And it's also about working on yourself in figuring out where there's a disconnect between what you say you want and how you're showing up and how you're leading your life. And so for me, the disconnect was, well, I wanted a business that made multiple six figures a month. And I also wanted to be fully present as a mom. So when I wasn't working, I wanted to be able to hang out with my son, wanted to do things with him, play, travel the world. I wanted to spend time with my husband. I wanted to go on date nights. I wanted to be able to do all of that. And instead, I was sacrificing all of that in the name of just working harder, working more, having my laptop open pretty much 24/7. And while that hasn't fully resolved yet, there's still seasons. Right now I'm in a push season, so I'm working more than I normally would. I had to realize that life was also meant to be lived. It was also meant to be super fun. And so this episode is truly for my high achievers who don't take a break, who have maybe became a little addicted to working hard, who maybe feel bad or guilty when they start to take a break, or feel guilty, you know, on a Sunday when they're not working. I want to have this conversation with you because when I started stepping into having more fun, when I started learning how to receive instead of just push, instead of force, instead of just give without expecting anything in return, when I was able to just say, hey, I think I've done enough work. I think that I could pause for a minute and just feel what it's like to receive. Just let the universe conspire on my behalf. Just release control. Ultimately, what it came down to was all this control that I thought that I had convinced myself that I had, I didn't really have anyways. And so I'll never forget it. It was May 2 years ago when I decided that I was going to start reading like non-business books. So I am a diehard reader. I love reading. I've loved reading my whole life. And I always love the book version too, not like the Kindle thing. I know Kindle would make so much more sense. And every time I try it, I just don't like it as much. I am a paperback kind of girl, okay? And so I sat down and I was like, I'm going to dive into these books that everybody's talking about, these Roses and Thorns, whatever it is, fantasy books. And I could not put the thing down. Once I got into it, I could not put it down. And all of a sudden, I'm like, Kyle, I don't really need to talk to you. I don't need to eat. I don't need to drink. Like, I just want to read these books. And it was such a beautiful reminder of like, one, how obsessed I am. I get obsessive over a lot of things. I probably have a little bit of OCD, if I'm being honest, because once I was into those books, I didn't want to do anything else with my time. Didn't want to work, didn't want to eat, didn't want to have a conversation. I was like, I'm just going to dive into these books. But it also was a beautiful reminder of like, it's okay to be obsessed with things outside of work too. It's okay to pursue new hobbies. I don't have a ton of hobbies. I like to play tennis. I like to read. I like to shop and travel. So I have primarily really expensive hobbies, I'm realizing, but it's still important to have those. It's still important to have a way to escape from the weight of the world, escape from the things that you feel are like such a big responsibility for you. And so that summer I picked up reading those books and I flew through that series. I flew through, what's that series called? The Fourth Wing, something like that. I don't remember the names. I'm not really good about that part, but I flew through several different fantasy series and I made more money. I actually crossed six figures in the business in a month when I did that. So it was a really important lesson for me. I don't have to work so hard. I don't have to hustle. I don't have to force 24/7 in order to get the results I wanted, because technically I was actually working less that month when I hit this big goal that I had. And the reason I want to share this with you is because we have to trick our brain in these ways. We have to reprogram our nervous systems to realize you can actually make more. It actually can be easier than we've made it in the past. And I teach my high-level clients this all the time. I encourage them, maybe force them, to take off long periods of time to see how the business operates without them. I personally like to take off 1 week a quarter at least where I'm not available for the most part. I try to unplug as much as possible so that I can test the system. I can test my teams. I can test my ability to be unplugged, because truthfully, that's the hardest part for me now is like, can I actually stay unplugged for a long period of time? And so over the last 2 years, I've really been focused on scaling my capacity and not scaling how many hours I work, how much effort I put in, okay? Because if you scale effort, you're never going to have a well-balanced life. If you scale output, you're always going to feel like you have to be doing more to get to the next level. And I wanted to break that connection, that synapse in my brain. I wanted to break that. I didn't want those to be associated with each other. And that first month was a huge breaking of that. It was a disassembling of what I had believed to be true up until that point. So later that year, in November, my husband and I went down to our home in Naples and we stayed there for a month. And so it was a good challenge for our clinics to see how they operated without us present in New Jersey. It was also a great challenge for the coaching company to see if everything still operated business as usual, which it did. That's the beautiful thing about being remote. Didn't really matter if I was present in New Jersey or not. And that month, we went on to have a record month for that year. So again, that association in my brain that like work, output, effort equaled revenue was disassembled. And that year really changed everything for me. And so as we went on into the new year, we started taking more vacations. We started taking more time off. We started scheduling breaks inside of our calendar that just had nothing on them. If we wanted to pick something up and work, great, but we didn't have to do it. And I realized the more white space I had on my calendar, the more I was able to get those downloads, the more I was able to take a walk and talk to God and be like, hey, what am I really supposed to be focused on? What do I need to clear up? What do I need to work on? The more that I was able to truthfully think about the business through a different perspective, because I wasn't in executing mode. I was in true visionary forecasting mode. And I want to do another podcast for you guys because I'm getting ready to teach this to my clients about leveraging your time as CEO. There's so often that I see people when they start working, like, I don't have any time. I don't have any time. You know what a busy person doesn't say? I don't have time. You get, when you want something executed on, you give it to the busiest person you know because they're going to be able to accomplish it. And one of the things that I don't have in my vocabulary is I don't have time and I don't have money. Because if you ain't got time and you ain't got money, you ain't got shit. And I'm not trying to be one of those people, okay? And so when I really started to rewire my brain around time and capacity, I realized that I was spending so much time hustling, effort, that I wasn't building my container and my vessel to be able to handle more. I didn't need to do more. I needed to be able to figure out how to handle more. And when I focused on that, and the transformation that I've had the last 2 years is truthfully from increasing capacity and being able to handle more at one time without completely spiraling, without flying off the deep end, right? And so in present time, we have more going on than we ever have, as you know. And I have more clients than I've ever had. I have more responsibility than I ever had. And we have more team than we've ever had before. And the transformation that I'm currently going through is to figure out how to hold all of this and have it feel easy. How to hold all of this and recalibrate at this level. It's not about doing more. It's not about trying to hit the next metric or the next business goal. It's about how can I take the chaos that I currently feel in present time and have it become easy so that the next level feels inevitable, so that it becomes easier to win, so that it becomes part of who I am instead of just scrambling, instead of having that nervous system dysregulation. I don't think you can get to this level without abandoning the hustle identity that got you here. I hustled my ass off. I worked my ass off to get to this point. And the last 2 years has really been about reprogramming my brain that I don't have to hustle harder. I just have to be able to hold more. And so that's my invitation to you this week. How can you become somebody who can hold more with ease so that your next level becomes inevitable? If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.